we need to just go back to school a bit to understand what this machine is all about. If you imagine when a woman conceives naturally, the embryos spend their time either in the fallopian tubes or in the uterus. And that environment is extremely stable. The temperature hardly ever fluctuates, and the local sort of surroundings of the embryo remain pretty much the same. And that's what we try and mimic in the IVF laboratory by using incubators. But the embryos at this stage are minute. You can't see them with the naked eye. So the only way you can see them is to use a microscope. Therefore, to look at embryos and to assess their development, you have to take them out of the incubator and put them on a microscope, look at them, and then put them back in the incubator. And every time you do that, of course, the temperature changes a little bit, and the surroundings of the embryo change a little bit. So that means that we can only conventionally look at embryos during their sort of 5 or 6 days of early development, perhaps at most once or twice a day. So we've only, up till now, been able to have a snapshot on each day of what these embryos are doing. What this new machine, called the embryoscope, does is to allow you to look at the embryos whilst they're still in the incubator. So they never get moved from the incubator, and you can look at them as often as you want, and the machine will automatically record an image of these embryos as often as once every 20 minutes for the whole time that they live in there. So the amount of information that this machine gathers is absolutely massive compared to that which we've had access to before.
So it's all about stability, keeping them within an environment where you can nurture them.
It is, yeah. It's about keeping the temperature and the sort of acidity and the gas environment around the embryos as close to what happens in the human body as possible. So that's the first advantage of the machine. The second is the amount of information that it gathers. So as I say, previously where we were only able to have a quick look at an embryo once or twice a day, we can now look at it every 20 minutes and throughout the middle of the night as well, if we want to. And we can then go back and review that information. And that, I am optimistic, will help us to select the best embryos better and therefore increase the patient's chance of getting pregnant.
I was going to say, how much of a game changer is this?
It's too early to say. This is a very new machine. We are one of only a handful of units in the UK that have got it, and in fact worldwide. It's been used in Denmark, where the machine was developed, and in Spain over the last 12 months or so. And some of the preliminary results that are coming out of those clinics are really quite exciting. They are seeing improvements in pregnancy rates by selecting embryos using this machine.
Can you say how much improvement? What's the success rate?
No, I think it's a bit early to say that. And of course, a patient's chance of success depends on many, many things, not least of which are the patient's age and the couple's history. But the important thing is that this is showing an improvement over and above conventional incubators.
Currently, what would you say is the success rate?
In this unit at the moment, if we look at all the patients that go through, the chance of getting pregnant is probably somewhere between 40 and 50% overall. So our success rates are good here at the moment. But I sort of hesitate to speculate until we've had a good look at this machine.
Of course, you're a clinician, you don't get overly excited, but I've seen you saying this could be. Big game changer?
It may well be. I mean, I've worked in this field for nearly 25 years now, and we have been striving for something like this within embryology, to be able to look at these embryos in more detail, and technically it just hasn't been available until now. If you were to go into the embryology lab now and watch the people using this machine, the level of excitement is very high. The embryology team that work in the lab could quite easily spend all day long looking at this screen, because the images that this machine produces are absolutely fascinating.
And I guess at the end of the day, this is all about providing hope to childless couples.
It is. It's about optimising the chance of success. We are under increasing pressure to correctly reduce the number of multiple pregnancies that occur from IVF, for example. So we are now charged with putting only one embryo back in the majority of patients that we